Welcome to Safe Haven. It's your girl, Nate. Listen up. Now, today's episode is about the toxicity of insecure people and trauma bonding. To be insecure is to lack confidence or trust, whether in ourselves or someone else. And trauma bonding is a psychological response to abuse. It occurs when the abused person forms an unhealthy bond with the person who abuses them. The person experiencing abuse may develop sympathy for the abusive person, which becomes reinforced by cycles of abuse followed by remorse. Now, we all know that we tend to repeat what we don't repair. And we also know that what you don't heal within yourself, you project onto others. So I thought I'd touch on this subject so that you can discern whether you're meeting someone heart to heart or wound to wound. Understand that insecure people don't feel worthy of healthy, balanced, and nurturing relationships. And that's why they end up sabotaging them. These insecure individuals who would need good relationships the most give in to their toxic instinct to ruin everything. Insecure people are often very paranoid and therefore become very jealous. They see a potential rival in every person who approaches their partner. And this, in turn, creates an obsessive behavior that ends up undermining the relationship. Since they don't have any self-esteem, or very little, they cannot believe that someone could actually love them, and therefore become very suspicious of their partner's motives. And deep down, some people don't even want to be in a relationship with you, but they can't admit it. They can't admit that they're just using you until they find the next best thing, because they fear being alone and feel the pressure of having to be with a partner of some kind. I can't tell you how many times I've heard a man or a woman say, "Well, I'm just with him or her until I find what I really want. It's not even all that serious." Mm-hmm. And you know when they're done with that person, because that's when they start bringing up that person's flaws and find any excuse to end the relationship. Y'all know what I'm talking about. How some people use mind games to selfishly manipulate others so they can get what they want to meet their own unmet needs. Whether it be through sex or a need to control someone. You know, boosting their ego because they know that they can have you whenever they want you. Some of y'all ain't right. Some of y'all need to pray to overcome the temptation of instant gratification. I'm just saying. And if you ask why, it's because dishonesty begins with self. Let me say that again. Dishonesty begins with self. And someone once said that a liar will first lie to himself before lying to others. Think about that. My husband operated in toxic energy because it was deceitful. He never behaved in ways that fit his values. Don't just listen to what people say, y'all. Watch what they do. The mirror of a man's heart is his actions. That will tell you more about, you know, his motives than anything. Not to mention, we got all these nuts out here who keep people in rotation that put in minimum investment of their time and energy just to keep you as their backup plan. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yup, them breadcrumbers. People who breadcrumb are like hoarders. Uh-oh. Holla. Wait a minute. I said people who breadcrumb are like hoarders. They operate at their core from a place of lack and fear. They are afraid that they will be lonely, so they hoard people and keep relationships shallow and take as much attention from you as possible. Holla. Wait a minute. Y'all know how they get away with crumbing, right? With these two simple words. Miss you. Uh-oh. What'd she say? Miss you. With them two words, they can elicit an emotional connection that will start a conversation with someone who will take the bait and give them attention. And yes, breadcrumbing is manipulation. The breadcrumber chooses if and when to connect and controls the relationship without communicating expectations to the other person. Breadcrumbing is worse than ghosting because it's more sadistic. Breadcrumbing is a slow and painful death of a relationship, whereas ghosting makes it clear. Now, the most hurtful part of my divorce was coming to terms that there was no truth in our union. I made decisions based off of illusions of deception. I had false ideas and beliefs about my husband because that's what he led me to believe. Surrender unhealthy relationships, y'all. You know, don't just heal, but release. I learned how to master my emotions so that he could no longer disturb me. Truth transcends illusions. I learned how to honor my time and energy by investing in myself. I forgave him because I want peace. This L is a lesson and not a loss. I learned a very important spiritual lesson, y'all. That you teach people how to treat you by what you cut out. Holla. Wait a minute. I said I learned a very important spiritual lesson. That you teach people how to treat you by what you cut out. And that no one tries to knock you down if they're not threatened. Now, my carnal lesson was becoming more aware that people, and I'm people, y'all, I'm people, but people don't do what's right for them. People do what's familiar to them. You know, that is the one universal truth that you can apply to all human beings. That will explain almost all behavior. Holla. Wait a minute. No, seriously, ask yourself. Why women date or marry the same terrible men over and over? Why? Because it's what she knows. Why would a man pursue a woman who is cold and emotionally distant repeatedly? Why? Because it's what he knows. Why would a man cheat again and again, knowing that it will destroy his relationship? Why? Because it's what he knows. We greatly underestimate the power of what's familiar to us. Even if something isn't the best thing for us, we will choose it simply because we are accustomed to it and comfortable with it. Our relationships could be violent, cold, and hurtful, but it is the pain that we know how to deal with, y'all. It is the pain that we feel that we deserve. Somehow, we know how to deal and operate within this chaos and understand it very well. But I'm here to tell y'all, break free from negative attachments, y'all. Peace, love, and blessings.